you're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Sports. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this Michael Irvin case. As we know, Michael Irvin is suing multiple factions of companies and individuals involving what he is saying is a false accusation levied on him that caused him to be pulled by the NFL Network and ESPN during Super Bowl 57 week. They always say, hey, if you're innocent, scream it from the hilltops. And the other thing they also say is sue the hell out of whoever is accusing you of this, which is exactly what Michael Irvin is doing. He filed a $100 million lawsuit. He filed it originally in Texas. Marriott got it moved to federal. And then it was dismissed by Michael Irvin's attorney. Why? Because they refiled it in Arizona, where the complaint happened. And they also wanted to refile so they could get to the franchise owner of the Marriott, the actual Marriott where he was inside of, and the alleged accuser, as well as actual Marriott, the huge company overall, and a number of different potential employees, including the accuser. And there are a couple of different entities. We, of course, saw the surveillance video. I tried to find the lengthier version of this video, the one I made my video based on, and I could not find it. So what did I do? I went to my video that I did because I wanted you guys to see who we're going to be talking about in this video right here. And Michael Irvin is walking in up here. This is the alleged accuser right here. This is Michael Irvin walking in up here. Now, the reason I'm showing this is, and let's just look. Let's just
this
play.
This is Michael Irvin over here.
Okay.
Now, these other two dudes, that's a couple of the eyewitnesses.
Exactly.
Okay, that have come out on behalf of Michael saying nothing's wrong. Now,
that's exactly who we're going to be talking about. All right, a couple of these people that Michael walked in with right here, we believe is among the couple of people that are defending him as eyewitnesses, and actually there's three of them. So let's get to this, because this just emerged, and the witnesses are talking again, and it does not seem that what they are saying is deviating from what they originally claimed, which is always something you want to watch. Does stories change? Do they evolve? Do they devolve? Does things not start matching up what was previously claimed? Look, Michael Irvin is claiming innocence. He sat down. He spoke privately to Stephen A. Smith, told Stephen A. Smith, and evidently Michael cried. I did a video on that the other day. And he's maintaining his innocence. Well, these three witnesses, they have come out and said something again. There's also the mystery guest in this video that you guys saw in the surveillance video where somebody associated with the hotel walked into the bar with a vest on. He's watching the interaction, and he's very visibly angered over what he is watching. Something's got him angry. He's definitely hot under the collar for some reason. I know Levi McCathern, who is Michael Irvin's attorney, brought that guy up specifically, and he believes he's going to be pertinent to this case. And it's clear something odd is going on with that guy. So this is the Dallas Morning News. 6 weeks have passed since Michael Irvin walked into a hotel bar in Arizona. Bryn Davis, Joe Emmanuel, and Phil Watkins sat at a high-top table in the dust cutter inside the Renaissance Phoenix downtown when the former Cowboys wide receiver entered February 5th, shortly before 11 p.m. He wore light gray jeans and a tight-fitting gray T-shirt and held a black leather jacket. Davis and Emmanuel recognized him immediately. They gave Watkins, an Australian unfamiliar with American football, a brief background on Irving's career as an athlete and broadcaster. Through a waitress, they offered to buy Irvin a drink. He declined, but soon engaged them in conversation. The three men were the final people with whom Irving interacted with before he met the female hotel staffer. Now, all we see in that video between Michael and the staffer is what looks to be a conversation. There is a handshake there. There is a an elbow touch there. At no point does she look like she is off-put and or threatened by anything that Irving said to her. The latter conversation led to a sexual harassment complaint against Irving, his indefinite suspension from NFL Network, and a defamation lawsuit Irving refiled last week against Marriott, the Renaissance Hotel Operating Company, his accuser, and three other Renaissance employees. Davis, Manuel, and Watkins came forward last month as witnesses in support of Irving. Since then, like the general public, they have learned specifics about the woman's complaint and seen the video footage of less than a two-minute talk between Irving and her. Neither development shifted their views. They told the Dallas Morning News in phone interviews Friday and Saturday, each man expressed their desire to see more video footage, explaining they believe yet-to-be-released recordings could further demonstrate why, in their estimation, Irving has been unjustly treated. Quote, nothing that I saw in the recent weeks made me think, oh, shoot, maybe I think differently now, or maybe I was wrong, Davis said. Nothing like that whatsoever. It just seems more fabricated than it did when it started, said Watkins. In my opinion, he was essentially canceled until proven innocent. What a powerful way of describing exactly what has happened here, or what it seems like may have happened. We know in today's society there's a rush to judgment. There's a let's rip livelihoods away. Let's take away people's employment. Let's make decisions before all the facts are known. And before all the facts come out, there's very much a that person is guilty. And then eventually they have to prove themselves innocent. Well, that's not the way this is supposed to work. We know that. Davis, Manuel, and Watkins said neither the hotel nor interview nor the NFL has interviewed them about what they saw or heard that evening. Interesting. So Michael Irvin's own employer, the NFL, has not talked to the witnesses. Wow. They expressed disappointment, saying they have been and remain willing to speak on the matter. So they're willing to talk to the hotel. They're willing to talk to the league. Nobody's reached out to them. Whoa, that's crazy. While sitting nearby, although not eavesdropping, they noticed no indication that the conversation between Irving and the woman was inappropriate. On March 10, a Marriott attorney filed a motion in Eastern District Federal Court that revealed details of the female staffer's accusation against Irving. According to the document, Irving, quote, flagged her down to initiate the conversation. That is not what it looked like. It looked like she walked up fully knowing who she was about to start talking to. That's strange. That's really strange. Marriott said he touched her arm during the encounter without her consent, causing her to step back, becoming visibly uncomfortable. The woman reporting Irving made a lewd comment asking if she knew anything about having a big black man inside of her. She also said that he told her that he would find her later in the work week, a comment that prompted hotel workers to believe Irving should vacate the property. Really? You kick him out? You don't think if he was interested in a woman, he could walk back in? That's a little weird. Not only that, but we are talking about two adults here. You know, last time I checked, anyway. In a news conference last week, Irving said that, quote, he totally denies the comment. Davis, Manuel, and Watkins disagree with Marriott's account on how the conversation began. After Irving took photographs outside the hotel with the men, they all walked in together. I just showed you that. As the three business associates returned to their high-top table, they recalled the hotel staffer intercepting Irving and striking up the conversation. That is what I also see here. Let's look.
You see this pillar here.
And let me see if I can just get this to... Okay.
There's Michael right there. Oh, or if I was standing here, I'd like to see Ian. But that view doesn't exist, evidently. So let's watch this. Here she comes.
Yep.
And she's coming out. There's Michael right there.
Oh, okay.
And she's
okay. It looks to me like she knew where she was going. I mean, in my opinion, and it was to strike up a conversation. Okay, as the three business associates returned to their high-top table, they recall the hotel staffer intercepting Irving and striking up the conversation. The surveillance video released last week at a news conference provides no definitive clarity. A pillar structure in the lobby partially obstructs the camera's view. Manuel said he believes the hotel staffer knew who Irving was before the conversation in question. Several minutes earlier, he said their waitress asked about Irving's identity. Manuel recalled the waitress then spoke to the same woman who later spoke with Irving. We did not know that. I don't remember ever finding that out. So he's saying the waitress talked to the woman prior to her walking up to Irving. She came over to me asking who it was, and then went over to see her, and then talked to her immediately thereafter. It felt like the manager sent her waitress to ask me who Irving was. The surveillance video, which contains no audio, shows the physical contact that occurred between Irving and the woman. They shake hands twice. Irving twice extends the right arm and touches her arm, and the woman takes a step back each time. Davis said other video footage would show Irving made more physical contact with Davis than he did. He rubbed her shoulders. Davis said he was giving me a man hug. He put his arm around me, all that kind of stuff the whole time I was watching, and I'm thinking, Jesus, if he would have done any of that with this woman, this would have looked horrible. He was much more hands-on and buddy-buddy cozy, all of that other kind of stuff with this woman. To me, it appeared really respectful, okay? So he's saying, no, there was something very respectful. Unlike Davis and Watkins, Manuel stayed at the hotel. He noticed the same female staffer at work the next day. He and a business partner, Eric Burns, I know who that is, a retired MLB player, spoke with her. She seemed especially talkative and friendly, Manuel said, giving no intention she feared Irving would find her and do harm. If she felt threatened, she would have every right to not go to work, Manuel said. If anything, she wouldn't have been nearly as engaging with us. Davis, Manuel, and Watkins said they were surprised to learn days later about the allegation against Irving. They found him to be extremely personable, holding court with patrons in the hotel bar and telling football stories. After he declined their drink offer, Irving explained he had to work the next morning on ESPN, and he has acknowledged consuming alcohol later that evening at dinner. Marriott said an employee noticed Irving slurred his words, but the three men said they recognized no such behavior. Davis did not consume alcohol that evening. And it says that he was talking about Patrick Mahomes and Jim Kelly. The most controversial thing he said was the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl, Manuel said. In one part of the release surveillance, Irving is doing what Marriott described as leering at the female employee while she walked from the conversation. Manuel said that in this moment, Irving was looking at him after Manuel asked if Irving really believes the Eagles will win the Super Bowl. So everything that they're saying here, Davis said he had similar thoughts. But the truth is, Davis said if we weren't there, he just probably would have went upstairs, not spoken to the woman at all. I never thought about that. Now I feel bad. There they are right there. Okay. So that's where we stand with this. But that is some pretty, look, that's some pretty specific information coming from these witnesses from that encounter. Again, their stories haven't really deviated at all, and they continue to say we did not witness. And it sounds to me like they're hoping some more surveillance video will come out or another recording will come out that sort of confirms what they're saying from the angle of where they were at. I think they were at an angle that they were getting, obviously, a much different view than what we got. I still didn't see anything out of character or out of the ordinary. So, I don't know. I mean, the whole video is out there. You can go out. You can watch it. You can watch the video I made from last week breaking down that surveillance video. But I don't know. I don't see anything that blatantly says, this guy did something wrong. He looks guilty as hell. I guess I can't see it. So tell me what you think, Black and White Sports supporters. Kind of a long video. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.